And this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adam. And joining me this morning from Fort Pier Development, the Executive Director, Dave Bondi. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. A couple of Daves in studio. I like that. Doesn't happen too often.
We commented that there may not be room in here for two big Daves.
That's right.
We'll make it work.
Absolutely. Sure. Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and thank you for coming in this morning. We're going to talk about a really fun event. A lot of people look forward to this. The tree lighting and the Cowboy Christmas is tonight.
Yes, it is, and we're looking forward to it. It's been a lot of planning has gone into it. You know, to just to think about getting the Christmas tree moved from wherever it is over to Fort Pier and decorated, that's a project in itself.
But we had
lots of things going on over there, and we're going to start about 4 o'clock this afternoon with the chili feed. And that'll be the time, too, that the horse-drawn wagons will be there. There's five rigs that Sonny Hannum has recruited.
So, oh, wow.
So they'll be road apples on the main street.
Yeah, plenty of wagons to catch it because people love the rides. But, yes, you'll want to dodge the road apples.
You bet. And then when they're waiting for a wagon or after they're done, we're going to start serving chili and soup at 4 o'clock. And people will get a chance to vote for the best chili and the best soup.
Ooh.
And we got a couple that really need to be dethroned. So it'll be a good challenge for everybody.
Yeah, that should be fun. And I hear there's going to be some caroling with the kids, too.
Yeah, we'll then about 6 o'clock or so, we'll venture outside. And we're going to have a welcome from Mayor Hansen. She'll be there. And then we'll do a little bit of caroling. And then we're going to throw the switch to light the trees, but we're going to do a double switch this year. We're also going to light the pedestrian bridge at the same time.
Love it. That's awesome.
So when we count down, it'll be lighting of the tree and lighting of the bridge. So
that'll
put us in a Christmas fever, we hope.
Yeah, it really will.
But you know, in these things like this, it just don't happen by themselves. You know, there's a tremendous amount of volunteers that that work in small towns. You rely on volunteers, and we were no different here. But I really need to express a special thanks to AGE Corporation and Andy Johnson for the effort that they put in every year. They bring a crane and a flatbed truck, and we cut down the tree, and their crane loads it onto the trailer, and we run it across the bridge. And it's amazing to see that come through the bridge because it takes up the whole bridge.
Yeah, it is quite a sight.
I always tell the city that we won't charge them anything for sweeping the streets as we go by.
So absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, big thank you to them because you can't just throw it on top of your car or truck and bring it over. It's a process.
But we utilize the Community Youth Involved Center, and they cook some cookies or bake some cookies for us and then help us set up the center and get it ready. So we really appreciate that. Dakota Mart donates all the crackers and bowls, spoons, cups, and all that kind of stuff. So Lynn's Dakota Mart in Fort Pier, we appreciate that. And then the city employees are kind of silent partners in this whole deal.
Right.
And they got the chainsaw and cut the tree, and then we set it in the manhole over on Main Street, and they decorate the tree. And then after the first of the year, they come in, de-decorate it, and cut the tree apart and haul it away. So, but I also wanted to express a special thanks to Tim and Holly Carey. They're the ones that donated the tree this year.
Okay.
It was Darren Tipton's had the tree before, and then they sold the house. But Tim and Holly said that you can take the tree if you want to. So that's what we did last Monday. And we also thank Dakota Radio Group for you bring the van over and play some Christmas carols for us, and we use your PA system, so we appreciate DRG, too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being there tonight. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it will be. But I think we should mention the wagon masters that are going to be here, Joe Thorne and Beth Carr Briggs, Sam Seymour, Luke Dowling, and Tim Nemec are going to be the wagon masters that are going to be there. So we appreciate their help too. But it's a fun time.
It really is.
Start at 4 and we're wrapped up heading back over to eat chili at 6:30. So
yeah, you can't beat that.
No, it'll be a fun night tonight. We're looking forward to showing off Fort Pierre.
Yeah, come on out and join us for that. It's going to be fun. And, you know, Fort Pierre is a fun place, and there's always things going on. Yeah. And I hear you've got some businesses coming to town.
Well, yeah, usually people always ask the question, what else is going on in Fort Pierre?
Right.
And we're always excited to share some of the ideas. But we do have some new construction going on that I think that's important to the listeners. And the biggest project is what we call the Yellowstone Senior Living Project on Yellowstone Street.
Right.
And that's going to be, there'll be 38 apartments and 19 independent living center or rooms there, a memory center, and then assisted living. And it'll be built in two phases, and they've started. If you haven't been by there, you can see that they're pouring footings, getting ready for phase one going. And some of that will be done by June of next year. So they're going to be pounding nails all winter.
Wow.
And then the second phase will be the assisted living that will probably start next year.
Okay.
After they complete phase one, they'll start phase two. So that's going to be a big project. There's two cannabis retail business outlets that are being built over there, and they're just about ready to go. We've got a hotel that's going to be added to just south of Dakota Prairie Bank, and it's going to be kind of unique. You'll have one entry door, but one end is going to be long-term stay, and the other end is going to be traditional hotel. So it'll be unique to our area, but we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be a great addition.
And then the marina dredging, you've noticed the equipment that's behind Drifters. They're getting ready to bust through that and open it up to the river. And Mark hopes to have that done yet this fall now when the water's down. So we're looking forward to that. It's been a long time coming. And between COVID and getting approvals from the Corps and everything else that was needed, it's finally coming to a head.
So. Yeah, that could be a long process. You finally got through it, and it is here. That's great.
So. Yeah, it'll be a fun time.
Yeah, a lot going on in Fort Pierre. And if folks want to kind of stay up with what's going on, they just need to reach out. And, of course, you're always visiting between you and the mayor and letting people know what's happening.
We do, and we're... We'll do a lot of the residential lighting and commercial lighting. It will be judged in mid-December, and there'll be an announcement of that coming up. So there'll be some Christmas lights that are going to be up tonight, and then as we go through the next couple of weeks, you'll see a lot more too. So we really invite people to come over and visit Fort Pierre, see the lighting. But today I think the special... A special thing that we'd like to extend is just as happy Thanksgiving to everybody that is going to be traveling. Hopefully they'll have safe travels and get back home again so we can celebrate Christmas here in another month.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Dave, for stopping in. Look forward to all the fun tonight and all the the festivities that are going to be happening next month, too. It's always
things
a lot
start
of fun.
Rolling at 4 o'clock, and we invite everybody over. So
that's right.
And so, appreciate your time today, too, Dave.
Absolutely. Glad to have you here.
There's thank you.
Dave Bondi from Fort Pierre Development joining me this morning on this Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you by Lee Real Estate and May Adams.